Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Dallimore, and I'm excited to be with you today. Unfortunately, Danielle wasn't able to make it today. We had to split up some of our duties here at Ascent 101, and so she's off doing some other things. And so today you get to hear from me, but I'm really excited about this episode. We are holding our fifth installment of what we call This Is Their Story. This segment, if you haven't heard what we do with this, is an opportunity for other entrepreneurs to come on and share their story. And our hope with this, as Danielle and I talked about this, our hope was is that as we bring on other entrepreneurs, as they share their experiences, the things that they went through, the challenges they dealt with, how their business started, why it started, what motivated them to start it, all those things will be a motivation to you, will help you in some way on your entrepreneurial journey, that you'll find some fundamental thing that they share that you can apply in your business, in your journey, in what you're doing. And so that's why we're doing this segment called This Is Their Story. And I'm so excited about this segment, our fifth installment of this segment, because we have an amazing individual that we got to meet with and I got to interview. Her name is Bria Weinstein. And I tell you what, she is someone that epitomizes the saying, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. She took a very challenging health issue, something that she struggled with since she's nine, and she developed a business from it. She identified a need in the marketplace, and she said, I'm going to make a business. She created what's called the Healthy Life Planner. And so we've got her story, and her bio is in our podcast notes. And so I want you to check that out and look into that and learn more about Bria and what she's done. And I hope you learned from her story, because it is truly an amazing story, taking something so challenging as a health issue and turning it into a business and something that she's very passionate about. And I think you'll hear that as we go into this interview. So let's get right to it. Here's the interview that I had with Bria Weinstein from Healthy Life Planner. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another segment of This Is Their Story. We are so excited to be joined today by Bria Weinstein. She is the founder of Healthy Life Planner, and we're so excited that she's been willing to join us today to share about her entrepreneurial journey as she's created this business. Bria, thank you so much for joining us. We're excited to have you on the podcast today.
Yes, thank you, Darren, for having me on. I'm really excited. So my company is called the Healthy Life Planner. It is a planner, but also a journal designed to help people who have chronic illnesses and also struggle with mental health keep track of how they're feeling every day. So what makes this particular planner unique from other planners on the market today is there is a section every day that has an emotional and pain scale, as well as an area to write down your symptoms and how you're feeling. It also includes an area to write down what you're eating for each meal every day, because a lot of times what you eat affects your health, whether it is like your mood and your energy, as in addition to your physical health. So like for me, I have colitis, and what I eat affects, you know, whether or not I'm going to have stomach aches. Some foods will agree with me more than others. So this planner, in addition, also includes areas to keep track of all of your medical information. So I have an area to write down when your hospital visits are, when your doctor visits will be, areas. Because for me, I like to write down my questions for the doctor before I go in. So I have pages, I call it the doctor visit logs. So you can write down your questions for the doctor. You can write down your notes that you get at the appointment. You can write down kind of the generic things that you get at each appointment, your cholesterol, your weight, stuff like that. And also I have a page to keep all your medical contacts as well as your medications. So it's very useful if you have a chronic illness, because you have all of your information organized in one place. but I also made sure to make it fun to use. And, you know, especially with your mental health, journaling is very important. So I have journaling pages in each month, as well as journaling prompts. And I have fun things like a vision board and doodling pages, because I wanted this planner not to be something that you just pick up, like, oh, I have to write down how I'm feeling today. Like, I'm not feeling well. Like, oh, this, like, I don't want you to just like associate this planner with like your health. I want it to be fun to use. Like, oh, I get to write like down my goals. I also have pages with affirmations and positive quotes. So I really want it to be a well-rounded planner and journal for everybody.
Wow, that's awesome. And I love that you're really trying to think of basically every need that you've come across and you've seen that needs to be documented when people deal with a chronic illness. Let me ask you this. It sounds like you've just barely begun this healthy life planner. When did you start your business?
So I started working on it in April. Like, so March was the initial shutdown with the pandemic. And I spent March kind of just like moping about this kind of, because it's kind of in a sense a loss of a lifestyle. So, but then April, I'm like, you know what? I have all this extra time. I'm not going to just mope around about not being able to be social anymore. I'm going to start my business. So I work so hard. Like, literally, this is the hardest I've ever worked on anything in my entire life. But I was lucky enough because I came up with this idea a couple of years ago, and I have an idea journal that I keep. And the past couple of years, I've been kind of jotting down ideas for this planner. So I was able to refer to that and not just like kind of start from scratch in my head. I already had like ideas. So in April, I started working on it, and I told myself I want to be done by mid-September. No, September 5th. That's what it was. I want to be done by September 5th. And sure enough, I finished my planner the evening of September 4th. I'm very good at meeting my deadlines that I give for myself. And I told myself the day that I needed to finish the production, and I told myself the date I needed that I wanted to launch. So my birthday is October 3rd. So I thought it would be a perfect day to launch my company and like have it as like my celebration. So I launched on my birthday, October 3rd, but I started it last April.
Wow. So this has kind of been a work in progress, starting with notes that you took years ago. COVID shows up here in March of 2020, and you decide to take this horrible experience we're all going through and turn it into a new business. That's really awesome. Let me ask you this, because you mentioned briefly that you're dealing with a chronic illness, and it sounds like maybe that was your motivation. So why don't you share with our audience a little bit, what motivated you to launch this planner and basically start your entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah. So when I was 9 years old, I'm currently 31, but when I was 9, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. So I've struggled with it throughout my whole life. But in 2018, I had the worst flare-up of my entire life. I was sick for a year, but I was like insanely sick for 4 months, to the point where I went from 115 pounds to 92 pounds in the span of like a month or month and a half. I couldn't eat like any food other than a few ingredients. I was really sick. It was really hard for me to get out of bed. I couldn't even go to the grocery store. I had to get all my groceries delivered to me. I had no social life. My only things I'd really do would be in bed, go to work. I'd push myself to go to work. Or, you know, be in the bathroom, like is bed, bathroom, or work. That was my life. So yeah, I was really sick, and I was going to my doctor like every week, it felt like, and I was in the hospital maybe once a week. And my doctor would tell me to keep track of my symptoms, and I would have, you know, in the notes section of your phone, every day, like I would have the notes of like what I was eating, my symptoms, like how often I was going to the bathroom, things like that. And it just became really messy, really hard to keep organized, like because my doctor would ask me, when's the last time so-and-so happened? And I was like, oh my God, okay, let me find it in my notes. Which day was that? So I was like, it'd be so helpful if there was like a physical handheld thing that I could keep track of all this information while I'm sick. And, you know, while I was in bed, I would either be watching TV or journaling. So that's what gave me the idea also is I don't want it to be just something that I'm keeping track of my symptoms. I want it to be something that I could journal, something that I could doodle in, something that kind of keeps me occupied while I'm sick in bed, that I don't just watch TV. I have kind of like fun things I could be doing while I keep track of my symptoms. So yeah, that's really what sparked my idea. And also that's why I'm donating a percentage of what I make to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, just because they're so close to my heart. And right now there isn't a cure for Crohn's and colitis. So I want to, in addition to helping people track how they're feeling every day, I want to help speed up the search for a cure of Crohn's and colitis.
Wow, that is awesome. I appreciate you sharing what your motivation behind what started your business. I mean, it was a personal experience for you that just drove you to want to do this and to start this business, the Healthy Life Planner. And that's so important, because I believe there are people that are listening to this podcast that are in similar situations. They have a personal experience, something that they're dealing with, whether it's health or otherwise, that they're like, they identify a need and they want to fill that need in the business place. And that's what you did. You identified a need based upon your personal experiences, and it motivated you to go out and create this product. And so that's really awesome. Let me ask you this question, and maybe you've already answered a little bit, but I'm going to ask it anyways. What is inspiring about your entrepreneurial journey that others can learn from?
Yeah. So kind of going back to what I said before, how I was inspired by my own medical challenges to create something that would benefit not only me, but a lot of other people, because I discovered that there was a tool that was missing for, you know, people with chronic illnesses that would really benefit them. So it is really important to look for solutions to problems. If you have a need for an item, but it doesn't exist, then that's a really good business idea. You could learn from your challenges. For me particularly, it's my health challenges, and figure out what kind of items that would really help you. And, you know, if there is that might be a niche, a need for something that doesn't exist that could help people.
Yeah, that's so true. And a lot of businesses start that way. And so it's really, I love hearing that's how you started your business, finding a niche or a need and taking it and turning it into something. You've shared some advice already, but I'm going to ask this anyways. We have listeners that are, you know, the whole point of this segment, this is their story, is for our listeners to learn from people like you. You've been through this process. You know what it's like to take an idea, to turn it into a business. You just launched here a little over, well, it's a couple months now. And so you've gone through this process. What advice could you give our listeners that would help them be successful as they launch their business?
I know it's a little cliche, but I really believe it, to never give up, even if there's bumps in the road, to just, you know, maybe take a deep breath and just keep going. For me personally, I wrote out all of like my goals in the sense of like my timeline. And I was like, okay, I'm going to launch October 3rd. And that was really important to me because it was my birthday. And originally I was going to sell on Amazon. I had this whole plan to sell on Amazon, and I like had done all my research about it and wrote up the description. I even like got a UPC code, and I got stickers for UPC codes, and I had everything set up for Amazon. And so the week of my launch, the website, because Amazon and then Amazon for businesses, they're different sections of the site. So the section for Amazon businesses, that part of the site was actually down for a couple of days the week of. So I wanted to start creating my page on Amazon, but the website was down, and Amazon was like emailing me like, sorry, we're having internal issues, like we're down for a few days. So that left me to Friday, the day before my launch. The website was finally up. I was getting all my, you know, eggs in order. And then Amazon tells me this last step I needed to do. And in order to do it, I needed to contact Amazon, the specific department, I can't think of it. So it ended up putting me in circles. I called and they're like, oh, we no longer have that area, you know, it's all online. And then they would direct me to the site. And then the site would say, you have to call. So they had recently, I found out from a friend, changed the system. And their website didn't match up to what they were doing internally. So it kept putting me in circles and circles. And I could not, for the life of me, get the answers I needed to do the final step in Amazon. So around 3 o'clock on a Friday, October 3rd is on a Saturday, I realized Amazon is not going to happen. And for most people, that's like a major, you know, block in the road that people are like, probably be like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to launch tomorrow. I don't have a website. I don't have this. So immediately I watched a couple of YouTube videos about creating a website and I decided to just, you know, start a website on Shopify and I bought a domain name. I decided Shop Healthy Life because that way it's more generic if I want to add other things to sell later on. And I, my background, I work in the fashion industry. And so I have a creative background. So that benefits me. But yeah, last minute, I created a website and I was able to work and finish that. I finished like at midnight and I was able to launch the next day.
Wow. So yeah, I love that. And you know, you say it's cliche, but it's the truth. And you're right. Never giving up. Just, I mean, you were faced with an obstacle, a challenge right in front of your face. You had this goal of getting on Amazon. It didn't work. And you went a different direction. You did not give up. And for every entrepreneur, that is the same, whether it's a website issue or something else, you can't give up when obstacles come in the way. And so I appreciate you sharing that. Let me ask you this question, because sometimes I think this is important and we forget about it. What support system did you have, whether family, friends, you know, coach, somebody that helped you or is helping you in your entrepreneurial journey?
I'm really fortunate enough to have a really great group of friends, as well as support system from my family. My friend Erica, in particular, was very motivational for me back in January, the beginning of January, back when before we knew the pandemic was going to happen. I went to get lunch with her and I was telling her, you know, like every year I say I'm going to start my business and I never do. And this one in particular, this planner that I like thought of a couple of years ago, like I really want to make it, but like, I don't know, like time this, like, you know, coming up with excuses. And Erica was like, Bria, like, what's stopping you? Like, now's the time. Just, you know, take one step at a time, and kind of giving me, you know, an encouragement, like, you know, speech about it. So then, you know, a couple months later is when I had all this extra time. So I was like thinking back to my lunch with her. I was like, well, now I have this time, and like, she really had motivated me. So I'm going to do it. So it's kind of interesting enough because I just went on a walk with her the other day, and she's telling me that she's now starting a business and how I motivated her to do it. So her words motivated me, but my actions motivated her. So it was really cool how that worked out. And also I'm quarantining at my family's house. So my family has been really helpful as well. My dad's a businessman, so he's been giving me a lot of feedback and advice. And my mom has been helping me with the shipping department. I call her my shipping department. So we do the shipping together. So yeah, that's just been a lot of help. And my dad, you know, will drive to the factory and pick things up for me just because I'm high risk personally. So yeah, they've been really helpful, especially running a business during a pandemic. If you're high risk and you really can't leave the house, like I don't leave the house at all. I don't even go to the grocery store. So that's actually been a big challenge for me. But yeah, my family and friends have been very helpful.
Wow, that's awesome. And it is important. And we encourage people to get a support system, whether that's family. It sounds like you've got family and friends that have helped and supported you. And so that's really, really awesome. And I appreciate you sharing that. I want to finish up with this because you've shared a lot about your business. You've talked a lot about it. And there may be someone in our audience that is like, man, I need that planner, or I have a friend or a family member that is dealing with a chronic illness that could use that planner. So I want to give you an opportunity to let people know where they can find more about your planner, where they can locate it. You've got a website. I'm looking at it right now. It's really beautiful. It's awesome. Tell us a little bit about where people can find you on and how they can get a hold of this planner if they so desire.
Yeah, so my website is called shophealthylife.com. And then you could also find me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok under Healthy Life Planner. And so also, if you personally have a chronic illness or some kind of story that you want to share with me, I have a blog that I do every Wednesday called Wellness Wednesdays. And you could also email me at healthylifeplanner if you want, healthylifeplanner@gmail.com, if you want to share your story on my blog as well.
That's awesome. And I checked out your blog and I've read through some of those, and man, inspiring stories. I mean, it's for me, I don't necessarily deal with an illness like that, but to read others' experiences helps me at least understand better what they're going through. The challenges that others are facing makes me a little bit more empathetic to what they're dealing with, as well as I think, like with our segment, This Is Their Story, it gives you an opportunity to have others share their experiences, to hopefully to help educate and inspire others to say, I can do this. You know, I can deal with this chronic illness. And so I appreciate you sharing that. So yeah, we'll have links for all of the, for your website, as well as for your Facebook and other places people can go to find you. Has Amazon got you up yet and running, or are you still waiting on Amazon to get going?
I gave up on Amazon. I'm doing just fine on using Shopify and having my own website. And Amazon is just way too complicated for now. Maybe for the next year's planner, I'll look back into that. But I'm also on Etsy.
Okay.
But my main source is my website, shophealthylife.com. But I just wanted to add one more thing, if that's
sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So yes, this planner was designed to help people with chronic illnesses or struggle with mental health, but it could also be used as a regular planner for anybody. You know, it has journaling pages, it has areas you can write down just as you would with a regular planner, what you're doing every day. It has, you know, a vision board, it has in the beginning every month, write down your goals and what you're grateful for. So it's really a planner for everybody. But also with COVID, now more than ever, I feel like it's important to really keep track of how you're feeling every day to make sure like you're not having any like COVID-related symptoms. People are really checking in on their health now more than ever. So it's a useful tool for that. And even with COVID, there are people with long-term symptoms. So this planner could also help you if you've had COVID and keep track of your symptoms and manage that as well.
Well, thank you. Yes. I mean, that's great. And so anybody can benefit from this planner. And so again, that is at shophealthylife.com. We will have links for all of that information in the podcast notes so that you, our listeners, can go and find out more about Bria, about her planner, this wonderful product that she's put together. And before we go, Bria, I just want to thank you so much for coming on to our segment that's called This Is Their Story and sharing your story with us. And again, it's to inspire and help others in their entrepreneurial journey. So Bria, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun. I really appreciate it.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this interview that I had with Bria Weinstein from the Healthy Life Planner. And I want to thank Bria for joining me today and giving me the opportunity to meet with her and to listen to her story. I know I found it inspirational and motivational, and I hope each one of you did as well. You know, I just want to quickly point out that after we got done with the episode, the recording, Bria actually mentioned to me that she'd be willing to give any one of our listeners that are looking maybe to purchase the Healthy Life Planner a 10% off discount, and you can do that by using the discount called ASCENT101, all one word, and that's ACENT101. So if you feel that you need that, or someone in your family or friends needs that healthy life planner, go check her out and use that code and you'll get 10% off your purchase. So again, I want to thank Bria for that. That was very gracious, and appreciate that for our listeners. And one thing I just wanted to point out as we wrap up this episode is Danielle and I know that it's challenging to start a business. It's a very difficult road, and that's why we created the Business Startup Blueprint program and training course that we have and that we've been talking about. And we know that it can help anyone that's looking to start a business or that's already started their business, because we go into so much information in this course. For those that are starting up, we talk about, you know, how to register your name with the state, how to get your name set up with the state, how to register your business with the state, how to get your EIN, set up your bank account. But we also talk about other things as well. We talk about the legal entities, which ones there are that you can choose from, and the legal aspects, the tax aspects of each entity. Myself, an attorney, talk about those things. And then we talk about, you know, the accounting programs, the software. We talk about accounting terms. We discuss how the importance of hiring employees and when you should do that, and how you do that, the things you need to be doing, as well as we go into just some information about budgeting and best practices. So there's so much in this course that anyone who's an entrepreneur can benefit from this. We call this the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, and that course covers a lot of fundamentals that we've seen people mess up on, and it can cost them. And so check that out. Go check out our course. It's at startupempowered.com. A link will be in our episode notes, so you can go check that out. But again, I want to thank everyone for joining us for this episode of our podcast. You can find out more about us at our website, ascent101.com, and by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. As always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions you may have. And until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.